Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest on the phone line is Senior Vice President, Senior Lending Officer from Ledyard National Bank, Bill Kidder. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Glad to be talking with you.
And I know that the time is precious for sure, because even though with everything going on and a lot of people are working from home, the banking world right now is pretty frantic. So let's just start with, what's the number one thing consuming your time today?
Well, it's consuming more than just my time. It's consuming everybody's time, I think, and perhaps their lives. And that would be loan requests under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially very recently, right? So tell us a little bit about this Paycheck Protection Program, or people might have known it as PPP, because we're hearing about it all the time. So can you tell us a little bit about it? And also, is Ledyard participating in it? And is the bank taking applications right now, I guess? A little bit of a three-part question for you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to try and keep it at a pretty high level because there are a lot of details in this program. But at a high level, the program is designed to encourage business owners to retain employees, or if they've furloughed them, to rehire those employees. Mm-hmm. And to that end, 75% of the loan funds under this program have to be used for payroll, mm-hmm. with the balance of it being allowed towards sort of their limited operating costs. The incentive for the business owner to go into that is the fact that, one, they get to retain their employees. Two, they do get to offset some of their operating costs when many of them are closed. And ultimately, in exchange for maintaining the number of employees and the salaries, some portion and potentially all of the loan is forgiven.
Wow.
So that really allows them to, you know, that allows them to keep their employees employed if they can work. And if they can't work, that allows them to retain them so that they don't have to worry about, when we get on the other side of this, do they have their employees to bring them back?
Right. Right. So that's, obviously very helpful for a lot of small businesses, not just here in the Upper Valley, but all across the country. On the line with Senior Vice President, Senior Loan Lending Officer, Bill Kidder from Ledyard National Bank. And Bill, so PPP, the Payment Protection Program, obviously many small businesses in the area have been applying over the last 4 or 5 days, keeping you very busy. So Ledyard is participating in this. So is there a limit, I guess I should say, to how many applications you guys can take? Or, I mean, from your guys' side, from the bank side, is there limitations to it, or is it just open to all small businesses that want to apply for this?
It's open to all small businesses that want to apply for this. And unlike most previous SBA loan programs, it's also available to nonprofits. In terms of limits, the program is limited to $349 billion, but there's plenty of money available as of right now. Mm-hmm. And we are not placing any limits on the on people coming in and looking for applications or doing applications with Ledyard. On that, we are, as you mentioned, a preferred lender through the SBA program, so mm-hmm. we are participating in the program. We've reallocated staff so that we can process these loans. And we have people literally working nights and weekends. Mm-hmm. A 12-hour day for a lot of these people is a short day at this point in time. And the bright side to that is, at this point, we've processed about 90% of all applications
wow.
we've received. So we're able to turn them around in pretty good time right now. And hopefully, we've gotten some recent guidance, and we're hoping that we'll actually start funding the loans this week.
That's great.
We've not been able to do that to this point because we've been lacking specific guidance.
Mm-hmm.
But we think that we'll probably close the first of the loans later today, certainly Friday on that, and start getting that money out there working for the people that really need it in their hands.
So really an accelerated turnaround on these paycheck protection loans, much faster than you might see, before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, which is amazing and a testament to the hard work that you guys are pulling off right now. On the line with Senior Vice President, Senior Lending Officer Bill Kidder from Ledyard National Bank. And Bill, before I let you go, where can listeners listening right now get more information if they're interested in this program? Because I've heard from different people some different things about these loans, where some of them are a little complex. The wording can be difficult. So, are you guys able to assist with that? And where can you find such information if you're looking for it?
Well, we can assist with that. You know, I think we understand how important these loans are to the businesses in our community, to their employees, and ultimately to the communities themselves. So that's one of the reasons we're making ourselves available and working these hours that we're working.
Great.
But for additional information, there are a couple of different places you can go for that. Certainly the Ledgerd website, ledgerdbank.com, and we have links there to other resources as well. Mm-hmm. Treasury.gov, the Treasury's website, is a great place to pick up additional information as well.
Great.
And lastly, we do have information out on our social media sites, Facebook and LinkedIn.
So it's all out there for you, all on the internet. You can access it all from the comfort of your home. And again, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys are swamped right now, but it's Senior Vice President, Senior Lending Officer Bill Ketter from Ledgerd National Bank. Bill, thank you again. Stay safe and have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.